From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Syrian government negotiators at peace talks in Geneva will go home over the weekend, but have yet to decide whether to return next week, the delegation's lead envoy said on Friday, citing a statement by the opposition that President Bashar al-Assad could play no role in a transition period. The regime's chief negotiator told reporters his team will leave the UN-backed talks and that Damascus will decide if they return and continue the talks next Tuesday. Zimbabwe's newly installed President Emmerson Mnangagwa has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Robert Gutu is a spokesman for the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change. He says that the new cabinet represents no change for Zimbabwe.
It's really a cabinet that I would say is like putting old wine in new bottles. It is like showing the reverse side of the same coin. We don't see any fundamental shift from the old order of the former president, Robert Mugabe.
Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the Associated Press that there has been no dialogue with the new administration. In the United States Congress, Senate Republicans have delayed a final vote on an overhaul of the U.S. tax code in order to add language to satisfy a small group of fiscal hawks who are afraid the bill would add to the national debt. The tax bill has been widely criticized as benefiting businesses and the wealthy. The vote may come as early as later today. In Washington, this is VOA News. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday. At least 9 people were killed and 35 others wounded. Doctors say most of the victims are students. Mustafa Khan witnessed the attack.
As we were running out of the room, the attackers saw us and started firing at us. But God saved us. I ran and hid behind the garden. Shells hit the garden.
The Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the attack, claiming the facility is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists, who were dressed in female burqas, lasted several hours and that 3 militants were killed. As Islamic State stands on the brink of defeat in its previous strongholds of Syria and Iraq, the group's efforts to win the information war is also failing. Analysts say that ISIS propaganda has seen a huge decline in recent months. VOA's Henry Ridgewell spoke to a terror expert who's been following the changes in Islamic State's media messaging.
The territory held by Islamic State has shrunk to a fraction of the area it controlled just a year ago. So it has far less source material from which it can create its media. In previous years, ISIS propaganda was aimed at luring foreign believers to live in its purported Islamic utopia. Charlie Winter has been studying Islamic State propaganda since the group's inception.
No longer is it calling for people to travel to Iraq and Syria. Instead, it's really trying to double down on getting people to carry out operations back in their home countries.
That is where Islamic State propaganda is trying to claim success. Despite little evidence of direct links, the group trumpets that it has the ability to inspire terror attacks anywhere in the world. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Following Pyongyang's most recent missile test, the Trump administration has stopped short of advocating regime change in Pyongyang. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says diplomacy remains a viable approach in dealing with North Korea.
I'm not willing to say that diplomacy has not worked. We will continue to work diplomatically. We'll continue to work through the United Nations Security Council, and we'll be unrelenting in that. At the same time, our diplomats will speak from a position of strength because we do have military options.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Japanese Emperor Akihito will step down from the chrysanthemum throne on April 30th, 2019. He will be succeeded by his eldest son. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.